The Arizona Secretary of State's office and Maricopa County Recorder's office have been named in a lawsuit filed by the Campaign Legal Center and two other groups on behalf of Arizona Students Association and the League of United Latin American Citizens. The suit challenges Arizona's dual-track voter registration system, which includes both a federal and state voter registration form. Danielle Lang is a litigator at the Campaign Legal Center and focuses on voting rights and redistricting. And Danielle, what is the basis of your argument?
Absolutely. We're filing this lawsuit for a simple reason, which is that the Secretary of State has set up a system that is so confusing and so unnecessarily bureaucratic that it's disenfranchising tens of thousands of Arizona voters for no reason whatsoever. Arizona has what they call a dual voter registration system, which means you do not have to turn in documentary proof of citizenship, like your birth certificate, in order to register to vote in federal elections, but you do in order to vote in state elections. And they have this system in place for the simple reason that they're not allowed to do it for federal elections because there are protections at the federal level that are meant to make voter registration easy and streamlined. So there is already a proof of citizenship requirement built into the federal form, which is an attestation. You sign under penalty of perjury that you are a citizen, and for federal elections, that's enough. But what Arizona has done in order to create this dual system is made it such that whether or not you can vote in federal elections isn't even based on whether or not you turn in this documentation, but just whether or not you know to use the federal form versus the state form. There's just no reason for that. And what has turned out to be the case is that the result is that tens of thousands of voters aren't even able to vote in federal elections just because of what form they use.
Would it be an easier tack, maybe, just to try to educate people in Arizona about this and maybe encourage them to use the federal form as opposed to the state form?
Well, part of the problem is that Arizona is not even following court orders with respect to exactly that issue, which is that the prior court order in 2013 about this issue said that Arizona was required to, explain the availability of the federal form in all of its voter registration materials, but it doesn't do that. So part of our lawsuit and part of our allegations is exactly that Arizona is not living up to its responsibility to do even that. So in that sense, you're right. In another sense, I think it doesn't make much sense for a voter to be rejected and disenfranchised, unable to vote, just because of which form they fill out. And in Maricopa County, just in 2016, over 8,000 voters showed up to vote and voted provisional ballots that were never counted because it turned out that those voters were not registered. I think it's very likely that many of them were voters who fell into exactly this trap.
Now, Arizona has a state law that requires people to show proof of citizenship when they register. Are you looking to overturn that law as well?
Not in this lawsuit. I think it's questionable whether or not such a documentary proof of citizenship requirement is necessary or useful. But what this lawsuit is really about is the kind of unnecessary bureaucracy that the Secretary of State has built up around this requirement. For example, Arizona is rejecting voters and rejecting their applications even when the state of Arizona already has documentary proof of citizenship for those voters. And so the result is a set of policies that don't make any sense, don't make sense for Arizona voters, and are making it harder, not easier to vote.
But in terms of the system that the Secretary of State's office has set up, it seems as though what you're asking the state to do is to violate state law. I mean, if the state law says these conditions need to be met, that people who are registering to vote need to prove their citizenship, you're asking the Secretary of State's office to not require people to do that. How is that not asking that agency to break state law?
No, that's absolutely not what we're asking. That would be a different lawsuit. But we're not asking the Secretary to violate state law here. And here's why. It's already been held by the Supreme Court of the United States that the Arizona cannot require documentary proof of citizenship for registration in federal elections. And yet Arizona continues to do that when you use the state form rather than the federal form. There's just no good policy reason for making whether or not someone can vote hinge on which form they fill out if all the information and eligibility information is exactly the same.
So ideally, would you like the state just to ditch the state form altogether and only use the federal one?
I don't think that's necessary at all. And states have a right and an interest in having a state form, and that state form informs voters that they need to attach documentary proof of citizenship in order to register to vote in state and local elections. So what would make sense is just to accept where a voter is unable to attach documentary proof of citizenship and uses the state form, that those voters at least be allowed to vote in federal elections, and that Arizona take the common sense step of making sure that they don't already have that proof for that voter. And if they do, then let the voter vote.
Danielle Lang is a litigator at the Campaign Legal Center. We also reached out to the two offices named in the lawsuit, the Secretary of State and Maricopa County Recorder. The Recorder's office told us they won't have anything to say on the suit until they've read it. In a statement, Secretary of State Michelle Reagan says in part, quote, "While it's puzzling to understand why this lawsuit is being filed now, I think voters still want the state to verify eligibility to ensure election integrity and discourage fraud," end quote. You can read Secretary of State Michelle Reagan's full statement and the lawsuit at the show.kjzz.org.